Hello everyone, this is Jay Dobbins on the Marvel DC Multiverse. We're now at episode 404, and I'll be discussing one topic, which is new DC slate, every movie and TV show announced in DC reboot. So, during a special presentation, Disney Studios co-CEO James Gunn announced the first chapter of the DCU reboot as DCU Chapter 1, Gods and Monsters. So, he also, so he did announce that, everything from TV shows, movies, and gaming are all going to be under one roof, pretty much. So, while the Batman movie, the Batman sequel, and Joker sequel are separate. And, of course, the DCEU movies, known as Elseworld. Or the Elseworld universe, pretty much. So they obviously, it's not going to be the main timeline. But, obviously, the DCU is going to be the main timeline, obviously. But, with that being said, let's start with, of course, he did say Gods and Monsters. So anyway, the slate has 11 projects, 10 new titles, plus one Elseworld, which will include the Superman reboot, a Batman, Damian Wayne, team-up film, and many more. So let's start with Superman Legacy. DC Studios co-CEO Peter Safran revealed that Superman Legacy will mark the start of DCU, but he mentioned that it's not an origin story. So, the upcoming Superman reboot is set to focus on the titular hero trying to balance his Kryptonian heritage with his human upbringing. So Gunn is confirmed to be writing the project, with Safran expressing his hope that his co-CEO can be persuaded to also direct it, which I don't know about that, but we'll see. So, Superman Legacy is set to be released in theaters on July 11th, 2025. Alright, so the second one is also going to be, is Supergirl. So, Woman of Tomorrow. Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, is set to take inspiration from Tom King's miniseries, with Gunn confirming that the movie will explore a different type of Supergirl and be much more hardcore, and I quote. And sorry, end quote. So, it is unknown if Crypto, the Superdog, who appeared in King's comic run, will appear in the movie. So, now we could talk about, now let's talk about the, was, I'm going to be brief about, well, let's talk about the Brave and the Bold Batman and Damian Wayne movie. So the Brave and the Bold will exist alongside Robert Pattinson's Batman and Elseworld's story outside of the DCEU. Wait a minute, hold on. Well, however, what makes this project different is that it will introduce the Bat Family, finally, with Gunn confirming that the vision of Robin that will team up, with the DCU's Batman is Damian Wayne, Bruce's biological son. So Gunn described Damian Wayne as her favorite Robin, a little son of a little SOB, an assassin, and a murderer. You might be worse than Red Hood. You never know. So, the DC Studios co-CEO said that The Brave and the Bold will explore a very strange sort of father-son story about Bruce and Damian Wayne. The Brave and the Bold is inspired by Grant Morrison's Batman comics and Tom King's run. Alright, so let's talk about Paradise Lost, the Wonder Woman prequel HBO Max series. So, Paradise Lost is set to explore the Amazons of the Mascara before the birth of Diana, aka Wonder Woman. With Saffron teasing that it has, you know, that it has this Game of Thrones-ish story. So, Saffron noted that the HBO Max prequel series would expand that the Mascara's political intrigue behind a society of all women. So, Gunn chimed in by saying that the show will look to answer questions about the origin story of the Mascara and all its beautiful and ugly truths. Alright. And, of course, Paradise Lost appears to be a callback to Phil Jimenez and George Perez's Paradise Lost, Paradise Island Lost Comics series that explored a civil war on a Mascara. Alright. So now, let's talk about Booster Gold. So HBO Max's Booster Gold series will explore a new time-traveling hero for the DCU. Saffron described its titular protagonist as a loser from the future who uses basic future technology to come back to today and pretend to be a superhero. And Gunn then added that he has imposter syndrome as a superhero. In the comics, Mike Carter is a disgraced former football star who uses a time machine to go to the present and become a superhero. This comedy series has no release date yet. So, alright. Now, let's talk about Creature Commandos, which is an animated series. So, Creature Commandos animated series will explore a modern take on characters who were first introduced from the pages of DC Comics. In the comics, it was originally a team of classic monsters, namely Frankenstein's monsters, a werewolf, a vampire, and a Gorgon, fighting Nazis in World War II. However, given that it is described as a modern take, it's likely that a whole new wave of otherworldly characters will be featured. So, Gunn confirmed that Creature Commandos is already in production, with him finished writing every episode. Creature Commandos has 7 episodes. Gunn also said that shows like Creature Commandos allow their creative collaborators to tell stories that are gigantic without spending, you know, $50 million an episode. So although the voice cast has set to be announced, it is confirmed that the top executives are looking to find actors who can also portray the live-action versions of these characters down the line. Alright, now let's talk about Amanda Waller series. While Peacemaker 2, Season 2 is being put on hold, I think he already announced that. I'm not sure if he announced it yet. But anyway, Gunn said that Waller would act as a continuation of the series. Team Peacemaker will appear, alongside Viola Davis and Melon Waller in the upcoming spinoff. So at the end of Peacemaker season one, Leota Abdallah managed to reveal her mother's Waller task Force X group to the world. Let's see, the series appears to explore the ramifications of that ending. Doom Patrol runner Jeremy Carver will serve as executive producer and writer alongside Watchmen scribe Crystal Henry. Saffron praised Carver and Henry, noting that they are crushing it. Meanwhile, Gunn described Waller as the greatest show ever. Now we're going to talk about Lanterns, which we waited a long time for that one, which is the Green Lantern show. So Lanterns will revolve around the two best known members of the Green Lantern Corps, Hal Jordan and John Stewart, as they investigate a mystery that is expected to play a big role in the main story of DCU's Chapter 1. Saffron described Lanterns as a huge HBO-quality event that is very much in the vein of True Detective. So Lanterns is separate from Greg Berlanti's planned Green Lantern series for HBO Max, which is confirmed to be not moving forward with, by Saffron. All right. Now that's done, let's talk about the Swamp Thing movie, which I've been waiting a long time for that one. So, let's see. Swamp Thing is described as a horror film that will mark the end of DCU's Chapter 1. Saffron revealed that Swamp Thing is set to investigate the dark origins of the titular monster through the perspective of horror. Meanwhile, Gunn said the mashup quality of seeing Rocket Raccoon standing next to Thor in Avengers Infinity War wound up being one of the highlights of the MCU's crossover movie. So now, yeah, so I'm obviously Swamp Thing's gonna be in CGI, so I look forward to that, to seeing what he looks like in CGI. Also, let's talk about The Authority, which in my opinion is the DC version of the Eternals, pretty much. So, Saffron describes The Authority as kind of like Jack Nicholson's Jack Nicholson and a few good men, saying that they know that you want them on the wall, or at least they believe that. The movie will explore a team of superheroes that utilizes extreme methods of protecting the planet. So, yeah, that's going to be a movie, pretty much. So, if I were you guys, I would be reading the comics on The Authority, because I'm going to do that, so, for sure. So, while confirming that this movie, confirming that the movie is being written now, he didn't reveal the screenwriter. So, Gunn said that he's really excited to bring these characters to life. Because Snyder wouldn't have done that, obviously. But anyway, also Elseworlds, like the Batman Part 2 movie. Matt Reeves, the Batman Matt Reeves' The Batman sequel is under the Elseworlds umbrella, meaning it is set on a different Earth. So, Robert Pattinson will reprise his role as the Dark Knight. It is unknown which other characters will make a comeback, though Reeves confirmed that the Penguin series will lead to the sequel, of course. He said, and I quote, there's actually a whole little fabric of things, you know, we're wanting to do, and the way we're doing with the Penguin and how that comes back into how that will lead, you know, into the sequel and what that sequel is going to be. So, Safran expressed his excitement for 2025, describing it as a very big year for DC. You know, let's hope so. And the Batman Part 2 is set to be released on October 3rd, 2025. So, yeah. Oh, and by the way, that quote that I just read was from Peter Safran himself. So, yeah. But anyway, that concludes this topic. Feel free to visit us and like us on Facebook. We are available on iTunes, Google Play Music app, Spotify, and, of course, YouTube.